Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net is held weekly on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz subaudible tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to farahnet@w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have any particular topics for this evening other than some contesting stuff that's going on, so let me make a call real quick. Is there anybody out there that has a topic they'd like to hear discussed or announcements? Please call now.
WD8QCN.
Alrighty, WD8QCN. Go ahead, give us announcements, topic. What you got for me?
KS1 PPY on the net, WD8QCN, evening Sippy, and everyone out there. Just want to let everyone know there's a couple of D expeditions going on right now. We've got ZL7, Chatham Islands. He's been prowling around on FT8 on the Foxhound frequencies. Keep an eye out for him. And there's also a VK0 out there, although he pops up very, very irregularly and has been seen mostly in the mornings our time. So keep an eye out for that one as well. I have not caught him yet, but I did work the ZL7 last night on 15 meters, FT8. That's all I've got for you tonight, Sippy. Carry on. KS1PPY, WD8QCN.
Roger that. Fine business. The expeditions. I can't wait till I have time to get back into doing expeditions and contests and everything else. I just haven't had the time for it. Any other announcements, topics of discussion, or anything anybody would like to bring up? Give me one call. KS1PPY. Okay, with nothing heard, let me run through some announcements, and then we'll take check-ins. First announcement I got is the date for the October Club meeting will be on the 6th of October rather than the usual second Thursday. So mark your calendar, 6th October. Come on out and join us. You don't have to be a member to be there, and we even have an online portion that you can join us through. I believe we're still doing WebEx. The only other announcement, I've got a VE test session coming up September 17th. The informal club breakfast is September 24th. And October 1st is the Vent Hill Farm Station 80th Anniversary Special Event Station, K4V, will be starting up. And I believe I saw an announcement where they were looking for help with operations on there. You can check out our reflector or the groups.io. I believe somebody put an announcement in there requesting help for that. In contesting news, we've got the VHF contest that was today. I did not get a chance to participate, but I'm hoping several people did and that they can give us some results and let us know how it went. I heard it was mildly dead on most of the bands that people were wanting to be on, 6 meters or 10. Let's see. We've got Wednesday is another VHF-UHF activity contest. A bunch of CW Ops contests going. A Ready Ops Week Sprint. Looks like Thursday also has BCC, NTC, QSO parties. I'm not sure what BTC, BCC, or NTC is, but it sounds like a Canadian QSO party to me. So that might be interesting for anybody looking to make contacts on those bands. Let's see. There's also the ARRL EME contest coming up this weekend on the 17th. And the ARRL 10 gigahertz and up contest for anybody who likes to operate up in that band. There was also the Texas QSO party and the Iowa QSO. Oh, Texas, Iowa, New Hampshire, New Jersey all have QSO parties coming up Saturday the 17th. And this is KS1PPY with the Sunday Night Sarah Technical Services Net. Let's go for a round of check-ins. Anybody would like to join us, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
KX40.
K3FR.
QPI.
W4RKU, in and out.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel, mobile.
November 4, X-Ray Charlie Hotel, in and out.
This is KN4MOX, in and out.
KN4SPL, no comment.
WB7RAV, in and out.
KQ4CVK.
This is KO4VNZ, no comment.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Uniform Alpha, in and out.
Okay, let's hold it there for a second because my injured wrist, I missed a few at the beginning and had a double or two before I got into the groove of typing them in. I believe I typed a few of them in wrong. Let's see, thus far on the list, I've got WD8QCN, K1HTV, KX40, W4RKU was in and out. Thank you for stopping by. But it was a couple doubles and a few other ones in there, but I picked it back up at KM4OZH still. N4XCH is what I heard. KN4MON. KN4SPL, no comment. WB7RAV, KO4CVK is what I have in here, and I typed it in wrong. Give me 1 second. Let's see, KO4VNZ was in and out, and KO4CUA was in and out. If I did not call you, or if I got your call sign wrong, actually, let's just go with if you checked in and I did not catch you, go ahead now.
KE3FR.
KN4MOX in and out.
All right, so we added K3FR and KN4MLX. Thank you guys for coming in. Okay, if I got your call sign wrong, give me a call and let me know your address. KS1PPY.
KN7IVV, probably trying to do the wrong frequency.
KQ4ZVK.
Okay, so we picked up Brad and 7IVV and KQ4VVK. I think I had you mistaken for a KO4CVK, but just in case, let's do a call. Is there a KO4CVK out there? Over.
Have a correction on mine also. It's Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Uniform Alpha, in and out.
Okay, all right, KQ, I thought I'd messed up with my typing, but it was KQ4. All right, I got you all corrected in there. Thank you for stopping off. You are in and out. Let's go back. We'll start at the top of the list, WDAQCN. You got anything besides DXing and anything else going on? This is KS1PPY.
KS1PPY in the net, WDAQCN. Well, thanks for picking her up tonight, Sippy. Not too much else going on here exciting this week besides DXing and a little poking around on FT8. I've been mostly doing less exciting things such as fixing the brakes on my daughter's car. Two very, very, very stuck rotors. Had to run down to Harbor Freight and buy 8-inch gear puller to pop that thing loose. Boy, was that a chore. good thing I had a 4-pound coaxing hammer to back that up with, too. Yeah, other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on here other than starting a new job in a week or so here, which may have me tied up in the office a little more than I have been the last couple of years, but at least I'll be doing something constructive here. That's about it. Back to you, KS1PPY in the net, WD8QCN.
Fine business. Sounds like you're having as much fun with anything other than radio, just like me. good to hear you, though. Thank you for stopping in. K1HTV, go ahead.
Hey, Sippy, in the group. This is K1HTV in the middle of the VHF contest, so I can't stick on too long. But conditions have been fair. I've worked down as far south as Georgia on 2 meters. Echo Mike 84, working South Carolina stations. Up as far as, oops, I'm just getting a message from one of the guys on the reflector who wants to run a sked from up in, I think he's up in Illinois, so I'm going to get back on 2 meters, the low end of the band. Good to see the solar flux jump up today to 156. The other day I worked 7 VKs on 10 meters earlier in the week. I think I mentioned that in the net on Wednesday. I've not been too active. I did try the ZL after I got a call from Steve, WDAQCN, and I was not able to work him. So tip of the hat to Steve, and hopefully the guy will come back on again. It's K5 Whiskey Echo operating from ZL7. ZL7 stroke K7 to K5WE. Looking forward to working that one. It's a new one on digital. So anyway, that's about it from here. I'm going back to the contest. And thanks for doing the net, Sippy. Good to see you on the air again. KS1PPY, K1HTV.
K1HTV, KS1PPY. Yep, sounds good. Good luck in the contest, and make some contacts for me. Tell everybody I said hi. I'm dying to get back into it. Let's see. Next on the list, I have KX40. John, go ahead. Give us your update.
Good evening, everyone. I don't have a whole lot to say. I just wanted to check in and say hi, really. And hope everyone's doing great. KX4O, back to net.
Well, sounds good. If I had you in the in and out, I apologize. But thank you for joining up and saying hi. It's good to hear from you. Let's see. W4RKU is in and out. KM4OZH, go. How are you faring? KS1PPY, go ahead.
KS1PPY. KM4OZH mobile, still mobiling. Good evening, Sippy, and everybody on the net. Well, this has been a contest to remember. I decided to run my full 8-grid route, and which includes the mountains of Pennsylvania, and the fog with all the rain. The fog was so bad at midnight last night when I got there. Well, actually, it was a little bit later than that. I could not see the road at all. Luckily, there was no traffic. I was doing 5 miles an hour, alternating between high beams and low beams, just trying to see the lines on the road. It was horrible. I've been up there at the same place, two different winter VHF, January VHF contests, where there's snow and ice on that road, and it was it was less treacherous than what it was last night. But it survived it, and then things got better until I made my southern route down to Louisa in Fox Mike 17 and 07. No, yes, and I broke up more stuff. So I'm trying to. I told the old Virginia Hams I'd be back in Manassas in the city by 9 o'clock this evening. And so they can hit me with all their handhelds. I got to see what I have left that'll even work. So there we go. KM4OZH Mobile, back to net.
Oh, sounds treacherous and terrible. I'm glad you're safe up to this point. Drive carefully for the rest of this. We need you as the mobile guy out there. One quick question before I take it away from you. Did you ever get any FT8 running in your rigs out there? M4OZH, KS1PPY.
I'm negative. I'm still I still analog phone. So we'll see if that's going to have to make a change, because there was limited contacts, limited grid squares for this contest. So I think I was in. I think every grid square that I every multiplier that I have, I believe I was in that grid square, except for one. So, there we go. KM4ZH, back to net.
Well, fine business. At least you made some contacts. That's good to hear. I worry about the future of VHF contest or we'll call it sideband and analog contest. You know, with everybody picking up on the FT8 and really running with it. But it's good to hear that there's somebody still running that route. Good on you. Let's see, next up, if I didn't mark it wrong, I have November 4, X-Ray Charlie Hotel. Go ahead. Okay, like I said, there's a few in and outs that I missed, so we'll skip on down. We had KN4MON was in and out. Thank you. KN4SPL Bob had no comment. WB7REV, Randy, I can't remember if you were in and out or if you had a comment for us. Go ahead. WB7REV is KS1PPY.
This is WB7REV. I have no comments. I've got other things going on right now and haven't had a chance to get on the air at all for the last couple of weeks. So on to other things. WB7REV, back to net.
No worries, no worries. Thank you for stopping by and saying hi to us. Not a problem. Let's see, next I have on the list, KO4VNZ. Chuck, did you have a comment for us? It's KS1PPY, go ahead.
KS1PPY, this is KO4VNZ. I really was no comment, but I guess I will mention among activities coming up, since I was voluntold that I will be the coordinator for it, October 22nd, the Great Pumpkin Ride, I think is what it's called. Anyway, the club turns out for the Great Pumpkin Ride to provide support for this big bicycle event all around Fauquier County. So that's about it. This is KO4VNZ, back to net.
Oh, well, fine business. Thank you very much for taking that on. It's a big help. Whether you realize it or not, it really, really helps out. So good on you, and thank you for bringing it up almost as an announcement. I need to start adding that to the list of stuff upcoming, the Great Pumpkin Ride. We always need support for it. Let's see, next up on the list, KQ4CUA was in and out. K3FR, Ron, how are we doing tonight? KS1PPY.
Okay, KS1PPY, K3FR, very good, Sippy. Thank you for running the net tonight. Good to hear you after many weeks without your voice. Well, Saturday I spent some time doing the Willing Warriors bike ride. I had a spot up in Loudoun County, very nice little corner where I could sit down and enjoy my location. However, were these bugs that would drop this yellow fluid out on my car and me. And I had better wash it off as soon as I got home. Contest. Curiosity in the contest. I've been noticing on 2 meters at least, and I think also on 6, some Vera stations, some stations running the Vera protocol in the FT8 window there. I don't know what they were doing, but because I don't have a Vera decoder up yet. Which is another sore point. while I can run the 9700 and the 7100 in parallel windows from WSJTX, I don't have any connection into N1MM with them. Break. And I was able to run a couple of bouts of SO2R, you know, dueling QSOs where you're running the 6 meter QSO on one time slot and the 2 meter QSO on the next time slot. So they would alternate back and forth. Very interesting. Real tough to do a manual, but I'm sure once I get the full integration here, with the 7100 and the 19 and the 970, 9700 rather. I'll enjoy it a little bit more. So that's about it. KS1PPY, KA3FR.
Oh, well, fine business. Maybe on the next round, if anybody has any input on other modes and things going on, if they've seen that kind of stuff. I don't know how many other modes. That might be an interesting topic for a future net, is the kinds of modes that people like to contest with, and whether, you know, share their successes or lack of successes with modes other than FT8 and sideband. It's like I said, I'm worried for the future of those different participation levels, let's say. Sounds like an interesting topic. Let's see, next up, KN4MLX was in and out. Appreciate you coming by. N7IVV, Brad, go ahead, give us your update.
Good evening, Sippy and the Net, N7IVV. I kept wondering why you weren't recognizing me or acknowledging me as I checked in, and finally decided I should look back at my display. I'd checked into the Bluemont traffic net this evening at 7:30 to pass a message, a radiogram, up to my son, and I thought I'd switched over to the right band on this side, but hadn't. So I was making all kinds of QRM on the wrong frequency there. That was kind of fun. It's the first traffic, the first radiogram I think I've ever sent live over the air, and so it was kind of neat, a little learning experience there. Thought there was something. Oh, the VHF contest, I noticed, like yesterday morning at 2 o'clock when it started, it was just dead silent. I'm going, what in the world, am I doing something wrong? I double-checked all my radios, and I would just listen on, the Simplex FM frequencies, and they were all dead, and I couldn't figure out what was happening. I think finally Gil showed up first and made a few contacts, but I haven't worked real hard today. I know there was a lot more traffic today than yesterday, but anyway, it's always kind of fun to dabble and whatnot. I'm just not a heavy contester, but helped out a little bit, I guess. All right, I guess that's all I have. Back to you, N7IVV.
Oh, well, sounds good. I guess one of the things we've got to get used to these days with computers interfacing our radios is actually looking at the face of the radio. I realized not long ago that it had been a long time since I actually looked at the faceplate of my radios. So that might be definitely a good thing, and good on the radiogram. I think that would probably be the first traffic I've ever heard on that net, like actual official traffic. I've always been wondering how that would go with somebody going to pass it, so too bad I missed and have been out of habit of getting into that net. I do enjoy it, I just haven't been able to for quite some time now. It's kind of awful. Let's see, next up we have KQ4ZBK, KS1PPY, go ahead. Well, and in typical fashion with my injured left hand, I missed the in and out on that one, but that's on me. I've been trying to keep up with typing. Not much going on in my sector of things, no contests I've been able to get into, work has kind of kept me jumping and hopping and calling me in on weekends. I barely have had time except to talk to a few people on DMR in the middle of the night. And I usually really enjoy the UHF-VHF contest because it's open basically to the hams that maybe are not generals. You know, the lower bands and the UHF or VHF bands, or I'm sorry, the higher bands. It's an opportunity for them to make some contacts and see how a contest runs and actually participate. So if you haven't participated in a UHF-VHF contest and you have your technician, I would recommend look into contesting. It can be a load of fun. So we got a little bit more time. Let's go for one more round of check-ins or rechecks. Please call now.
KD4RVV, Sim.
Hi, KD4RVV, Sim. It's good to hear from you. I haven't talked to you in a while. Go ahead, give us your updates and thoughts. KS1PPY.
Yeah, nice to hear you, Giuseppe. On the topic of VHF, I'm thinking about buying an ICOM 7100 for 6 meters, and I can do some contesting on sideband. I tried to listen in on the band using the web SDR, but I heard nothing except a little bit of FT8 in Connecticut. That's all I have for the net. Just want to play around with 6 meters since I have a license for that band, and it sounds like fun, especially now that the sunspot cycle is peaking up, number 25. Back to you, Sippy. I got to run and finish up the homework. KD4RE, and I'll be cleared.
Well, roger that. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I like my 7100. It's what I run the nets on and how I do things. Quick net tonight. Let everybody get back to UHF-VHF contest, and hopefully some people will get in there and participate some. I got to make a run now, but this has been KS1PPY for the Sunday Night Farinet. Thanks for everybody joining us. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send us a note at farinet@w4va.org with suggestions, net topics, anything you'd like to hear discussed in our net tonight, on these nights. Please let us know. We also are looking for any other net control operators. We've got a few extras. One or two more would really help fill in the gaps where we're struggling to find coverage. So please be sure to give me a ring at farinet@w4va.org. Stand by for tones. This is KS1PPY closing the Sunday Night Farinet 73.
K4ZH, where are you going to show up? K3FR. I mean, so what frequency?